You ready? So it is June 5th, 2019, in compliance with the Open Public Meeting Act. This is a regular meeting of the Township Committee. The meeting notice has been posted at the Municipal Building and distributed to the Hunterdon Review, Courier News, the Express Times, the Hunterdon County Democrat, and the Star Ledger. After the flag salute, we'll have a moment of silence in honor of our servicemen and women, making special note of the 75th anniversary of the Normandy invasion and the heroes who served there. Please rise for the flag salute. Pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. First up is presentation of the minutes of the regular and executive session meetings of May 15th, 2019. Does anyone have any comments, any discussion? If not, is there a motion to approve the minutes of the regular and executive session meeting of May 15th?
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes of the regular meeting and executive session meeting of May 15, 2019.
Second. Roll call.
Yes.
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 Yes. Now we will open up for public comment, limited to agenda items only, noting that this meeting is recorded and will be posted on the internet tomorrow. Is there a motion to open the public comment?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. If you'd like to make a comment, please come to the microphone, speak your name, the road you live on.
Ron Mikowski, just a quick question under old business, item B. Special joint meeting with Tewksbury, Sheriff's, or are you at liberty to discuss that now, or is that still...
It's a shared service. We've advertised for a potential joint administrator between the two towns, and so we'll have a special meeting, go directly into executive session to interview potential guests.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments? Seeing none, is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So, now we have before us an ordinance for introduction. The committee has been provided a draft. This is an ordinance number 2019-05, amending Chapter 274 of the Code of the Township of Lebanon regarding peddling and soliciting. This would add what might be called a no-knock provision, where residents can sign up to a list which would be provided to solicitors, so that they can be informed of residents that do not want solicitors coming to their property. Before we introduce it, I have a couple of comments, questions. I've been advised by our attorney that these ordinances have passed court review, and so we don't want to get too far out, inventing new things. But a question I have is, in Section 274.16, titled Entering on Posted Property Prohibited, the draft says that if a resident has a sign stating no solicitors or carrying a similar message forbidding the entry of any persons onto the property, then they shall not enter. And I wanted to ask if no trespassing is similar enough to no soliciting, and if we could either just say no soliciting and no trespassing, or no trespassing or no soliciting.
We could certainly, my interpretation would be it is similar enough. However, in order to clear up any argument, it could be revised to say stating no solicitors, open quote, no trespassing, or carrying a similar message. I would still leave the broad one in, so if someone says keep out, someone says stay off my property. But I don't think there's no harm, and I don't believe there's a risk of invalidation by including that, Mayor.
What about beware of dog? I just thought about that one. I just started thinking about that. Like, if somebody has beware of dog, is that saying,
no,
it's not
say
saying, come on,
just
don't
says,
come
be
on.
That's more akin, yeah. I would say, to be careful. But that's a valid point, and that's why I think we need to leave the catch-all language of forbidding the entry. If it says beware of dog, keep out, don't knock on my door.
That's equivalent. Okay. So the other The other clarification, and maybe this is a question and then a little edit, in the last section D, or subparagraph D, it's not a section, where it says any solicitor or peddler violating the provisions of chapters 274 described above shall be punishable under chapter, I think it says 1-15, but it should just be chapter 1.
It should just be chapter 1. So the specifics are that the maximum set in 1-3 and the minimum set in 1-6, but it's more appropriately it shall be punishable under chapter 1.
And the maximum, if I recall, is $2,000 in
correct.
Chapter 1, minimum is $100.
Correct.
And mechanically how that would work, someone reports that a solicitor is violating the list, they report that to the police issue a ticket, is that?
And a municipal court judge would determine.
Then it goes to the municipal court judge. So this committee isn't setting specific fines for violating. We set a range, and a municipal judge will then look at our range and decide the circumstances and what's appropriate.
Correct. It would fall within our existing range for any violation of our code. But it would be to the discretion of the judge. He or she to decide that.
And then my last comment question, which isn't really for language on this, but we say that we would send out a notice. Would this be possible to put a notice in the property tax bill that's going out? So it's going out anyway in the July time frame? Sort of a, let me get a quarter page or something form. It doesn't need to be bigger than that. Just sort of a third of a sheet of paper.
You have to have a box to check to opt in and signature on it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I think let's try to remember that. Any other discussion from the committee?
Yeah, just that last, in 274-16.1, collection, preparation, and maintenance of non-solicitation list, the last sentence says Mondays through Fridays from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m., except on weekends and legal holidays. The words weekends and should be, because it's not talking about the weekend, it's saying Monday to Friday, except on legal holidays, is probably how it should read.
Yeah, the form is available during normal business hours, Monday through Friday. Weekends wouldn't be normal business hours, I see that.
Okay.
Well,
so
legal holidays.
Legal
holidays wouldn't be normal business hours either.
Well, yeah, I think what they're saying, like, if you have a Monday and that happens to be a legal holiday,
yeah,
it falls in, but the weekends aren't even talked about, so I would just get rid of the weekends.
Excise that, yeah, on weekends.
Just except on legal holidays.
Okay.
So I guess if there's no other discussion or comments, before we introduce it, would there be a motion to accept the amendments that were discussed here?
I'll make a motion to accept the amendments to Ordinance Number 2019-05.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. So then the next action would be to introduce the ordinance, public hearing to be held on June 19, 2019. Is there a motion to introduce the ordinance?
I'll make a motion to introduce Ordinance Number 2019-05, Ordinance Amending Chapter 274, Dakota Township 11, regarding peddling and soliciting. And also in regards to the motion we just made on the amendments. Public hearing to be held on June 19th, 2019.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Thank you. On to some resolutions. Resolution 55-2019, plenary renewal of a plenary retail consumption license. This is for El Patron Mexican Restaurant, LLC. They've paid the fees. They've demonstrated the qualifications. Is there any discussion from the committee?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution Number 55-2019, Resolution for Renewing Plenary Retail Consumption License.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then Resolution 55A-2019, Renewing Plenary Retail Consumption License for the New Hampton Inn. They've also demonstrated they qualify for the license and they've paid the fees. There's no discussion. Is there a motion?
Yeah, I just wanted to ask a question just for my own education. Is there, I don't know if this is you, Matt, the Resolution 55, and then there's 55A, but they're two separate entities. I've never seen it like that. I just was wondering why they do it that way, or is that a typo?
No, I actually number the resolutions.
Okay.
And I did it like that because I already had all of the resolutions in order prior to getting the... Okay. And I thought the two liquor licenses should go together.
Okay.
The numbering's more for my record keeping, that's all.
Good.
So is there a motion to adopt Resolution 55A, 2019?
Yeah, I'll make a motion to adopt Resolution 55A, 2019.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next is Resolution 56, 2019, granting a fireworks permit to A&B Stainless Valve and Fitting Company. The fire code official has reviewed the application, investigated the area where the display will take place, and recommends that the permit be granted. This is for fireworks to be held on July 6, 2019 at 9 p.m. Is there any discussion or motion?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution 56, 2019, accepting fireworks permit.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then Resolution 57, 2019, governing body certification of the annual audit. This is a statutory requirement that the audit has been provided to all the members of the committee. The committee has reviewed at least the minimum sections stipulated by law. And so this would resolve that it is hereby stated that the committee has complied with NJAC 5:30-6.5. Does anyone have any discussion either on the audit or on the resolution? Is there a motion to adopt Resolution 57-2019?
I'll make a motion to approve Resolution number 57-2019.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next, we're on to old business. First item is the police chief contract. Over the past several meetings, the committee has discussed renewing the contract for our police chief, which expired December 31st, 2019. I believe...
18.
Sorry, 18. I believe... everyone's had this document. It reflects the discussions over several meetings. The chief has agreed, or has actually signed, a draft of this agreement. I don't know if there's no discussion.
No, there was the one.
There's a typo that we'll adjust.
Okay, so.
Makes reference to paragraph three, where it should be paragraph four.
So the substance is good. It's just that, yeah.
Do you need a motion there?
Is there a motion then to authorize the mayor to sign?
Make a motion authorizing the mayor to sign the police chief contract.
Okay. Second.
Roll call.
And clerk two or no?
And clerk two.
And this is with the change? Is that so? It becomes four?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah.
So a seconded roll second. Call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Next. As referenced earlier, scheduling a special joint meeting with Tewksbury's committee for shared services discussion. The proposed meeting would be on June 20th at 6 p.m. at the Tewksbury meeting facility. Is there any discussion or is there a motion to, is that the right terminology, the joint special mm-hmm. meeting? The agenda would be to go into executive session shortly after opening. Any discussion or is there a motion?
I'll make a motion for June 20th, 6 p.m. at the Tewksbury meeting building.
I'll second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. And then we have appointing a DPW seasonal employee. We've been advertising for some time, and we have a letter before us that our DPW supervisor has met with Matthew Drummond and would like to offer him that position effective basically tomorrow morning if he's available. He holds a Class B CDL license with an air brake endorsement. He has DPW experience. Is there any discussion anyone would like to have, or would someone like to make a motion to authorize hiring of Matthew Drummond?
I'll make a motion of hiring Matthew Drummond as the summer help position for 2019.
I'll second.
I'm sorry. Can you state the rate of pay?
Rate of pay is suggested at $17.50 an hour.
Thank you.
Is that still okay with the motion? I'm just asking if your motion
includes that.
Do it.
Just
do it. Redo it?
No, you can just add it to it.
Oh, that's
includes
the rate of pay at $17.50 an hour.
Right. Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Two other old item businesses I would like to just mention. One, we had our volunteer dinner since the last meeting, and I'd like to thank Mark Lall, especially his wife Shannon, and I think many members of his family and friends who made that quite a successful event. I think it was one of our best attended events. Was the final number over 90?
Somewhere around there.
And yeah. I think it also came in under the budget that we had anticipated, so I would say success all the way around. Thank you very much to you.
And everybody liked the T-shirts and everything like
yeah,
that.
Mm-hmm. T-shirts, so thank you very much. And in a similar vein, I would like to recognize we also had a well testing event the last, I guess, 2 weeks ago. More than 65 residents picked up well tests. Catherine Koch, who happens to be in the audience, really spearheads that for us. I'd like to also recognize Warren Newman, who participated in that. He brings a wealth of experience, and Raritan Headwaters partners for the well testing event as well. Does anyone have any other old business they would like to?
Just last weekend I was at the museum. They had so that I've been thrilled with how Gina has been engaging people in. They brought in the 7th and 8th graders to show the 7th graders to show their dioramas and stuff that they made, and the 8th graders to bring in and present their presentations that they did for the National History Day down in Camden that they went down to. Some really great, and it was I just blanked on the theme. It was thank you. Triumph and tragedy. Just went right out of my head right there. Thank you. Triumph and tragedy. It was very, very, very good. So I was glad to see, you know, the museum being used more, and that's really what I think our goal was in trying to, the curators that we hired and having the bathroom and making it more accessible. So I see a good success going there.
Thank you. Any other old business?
I just wanted to bring up in advance that our Office of Emergency Management Plan is expiring in August, so it's good to know now, just to maybe check with Joe and find out what's up with that.
Okay. Any other old business? With that, on to new business. The one item of new business on the agenda is consideration to cancel our meeting scheduled for July 3rd, 2019. Obviously, it's the night before holiday, and right now I'm not aware of any pressing business that would be impacted if we cancel that meeting. So unless there's any discussion, is there a motion to cancel the July 3rd, 2019 meeting?
I'll make a motion to cancel the July 3rd, 2019 committee meeting.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. Yes. Any other new business from the committee? Otherwise, that takes us to your presentation of vouchers.
Do you have any, Brian?
Okay.
I have a same one.
I have MW Communications. This is for fitting out a police car, computer mountings, power inverters, et cetera. $1,147.82. Then I have one for Griffin Allied Trucking. This is for gasoline for police, $1,082.75. Then I have one for emergency services, which is they do maintenance on the generator at the municipal building and the DPW garage for $1,950. That's the maintenance contract. Then this one is for Distinctive Builders. This is for the installation of the doors. The check will be held here until they're put in. I guess we're still waiting on the doors.
Yeah, I should point that out. I think last meeting we said they were scheduled to arrive a couple days after the last meeting. When they went to load the truck, they realized there was a quality control issue at the factory. They had to rework the doors, so they're scheduled now early July.
So, but here, this is the bill for them for installing the doors, $12,350. And that's all.
I have for Ardito and Company the final payment for the township annual audit as well as the payment for the municipal court audit, total of $7,681. Cooperative Communications, getting very close to our final telephone bill. The new phone system has been installed.
Yeah, we got the new bill, so this is so close to the transfer.
$1,056.60. The annual donation to the Lebanon Township Volunteer Fire Department of $80,000. And a payment to professional property appraisers. This is a 18.18% job completed, as well as less the retainer that was previously paid, for a total payment of $27,643.
I have one for Bear Reese Engineering for the wastewater management plan for $1,040. I have one for Elizabeth Truck Center for additional parts to repair the 2006 Pierce Enforcer for $1,809. I have one for Finch Fuel Oil Company Incorporated for fuel oil for $1,016.38. I've got one for Allied Oil for diesel for the DPW, $1,290.56. I've got one for Montague Tool and Supply Company for concrete mixer, et cetera, for $2,854.88. One from to Montage Enterprises for equipment for $1,972.40, shackle blade bolts. And one for Warren Materials for asphalt for $4,713.46. And one to W.E. Timmerman for more equipment for $1,359.73.
I have none that qualify.
So the total voucher list is $171,031. Is there a motion to approve the voucher list?
I'll make a motion to approve the voucher list.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes.
Abstain.
Yes. So that takes us to correspondence. First, we have the Lebanon Township Environmental and Open Space Commission meeting from April 1st, 2019. I don't have any comments on that.
Who's Mr. Chen?
Because
he came out of nowhere, and I just was wondering. I couldn't follow where he was coming from.
He's a township resident. He's been participating, and I think he was actually nominated to be appointed to the commission.
He's
an active member of the township.
Yeah, I just wanted to know how we fit in.
He has power tools. We love him.
I said, did I miss it somewhere? I'm looking like, where's the introduction to Mr. Chen? And yeah, okay. All right.
Next, we have a memo from the recycling coordinator, Joanne Fasinelli. She would like to schedule the September 21st, 2019, for a free computer, electronics, and scrap metal recycling event from 8:30 to 12:30 p.m. at the Department of Public Works garage. Do we need a motion for this?
Not really, as long as there's no issue with it.
This would be paid for out of one of the grants. Also, on October 26, 2019, Fall Cleanup Day, which I prefer to call Dumpster Day, from 8 a.m. to 1 p.m., also at the Department of Public Works. Any comments, or we will accept those and go on. And then we have the Museum Curator's Report. I would just call out, if you notice at the end, when the curator, both the curator and the assistant curator were hired, they told us that they had some pre-existing vacation dates, and on Thursday, June 27th, both of them will be unavailable, and that's not a day that our associate curator is there. So she is proposing that the museum be closed on Thursday, June 27th. If there's no objection, that would be advertised on the website then.
I just have a question on this.
Yep.
As I'm reading this, I see this about the bell tower. Do we have any exposure if somebody's up in the bell tower that it's not an employee or it's insurance-wise?
I would say probably, yeah. Something to talk about.
Yeah, and then the other thing, too, was just with the food item on here, do we need, is there anything that needs to be done with the Board of Health when we do anything with food?
Is it the apple pie?
Yeah.
That's already, I'm dealing with the Board of Health on that. Yeah, and Gina.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's
good.
Being taken care of.
Yeah, but to answer your first, I mean, Karen's right, if that person's not on our volunteer roster, we should have an employee do the work, coverage for that, or at least add them to the volunteer list. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any other correspondence? I don't have any. Okay. That takes us to public comment. Is there a motion to open a public comment?
I'll make a motion to open the public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. This time.
Eric, good evening.
Pleasure to have
Mr.
Stan Prater.
Yes. I found my light, Stan Prater.
Prater, I hesitate to say it.
We're at 23 Kinnaman Avenue in Washington, New Jersey. I haven't been in a while, but I've actually been here during the day, but I haven't been to a council meeting and stopped by providing Karen and Kim with some updates on some tree trimming. Back in 2018, we submitted to the Board of Public Utilities a reliability improvement plan, which was a plan to, you know, do some hardening, add some smart grid fusing to the system, extended tree trimming, and it did come with a rate increase. So after some negotiation, they did approve it, and it was approved. And instead of doing a $400 million enhancement over 4 years, it was scaled down to $97 million for 18 months. And so what we're going to be doing, starting actually now, particularly in your town, we're going to be doing enhanced tree trimming out of the Glen Gardner substation. So what that means is we do cycle tree trimming every 4 years. This is over and above cycle tree trimming. And cycle tree trimming will start at the substation. You have multiple circuits coming out of Glen Gardner on Route 31 that feeds the surrounding area, this town in particular. And it will go to the first protective device, meaning if it's a fuse or some type of reclosure, and will trim to that first protective device. The enhanced piece now will take us to the second enhanced device. So what we're going to do is go further down the circuit, and we're going to get more clearances on the circuit. So we're hoping with a heavily treated area like Lebanon Township, we're hoping that will certainly pay off. It typically does after we do tree trimming. We see the outages reduced, but with this enhanced program, we're hoping that it even goes even further in terms of preventing tree-related outages. Especially when you have nor'easters or thunderstorms and tornadoes, that we've been getting these warnings over the last couple of weeks. Hopefully that will gain some better reliability here in town. The other thing we're doing is putting up something called a trip saver. And a trip saver is a fuse. Let me just back up a little bit. When we could do mutual assistance, we would go down and help Florida Power and Light. And our lineman noticed the device in the air called a trip saver. And what it does, it basically senses a fault. If a tree branch comes down on a wire, that's a fault. It's gonna cause a fuse to open up or cause a loud bang. People here said, I heard a transformer blow. That's what they're hearing. It's got a shotgun blast in it. Makes that loud noise. I heard a transformer blow. So with a trip saver, if the tree comes down on the line faults, the fuse will open up. You won't hear a loud bang with this device. It will just be like a thud. It will also isolate the customers on the line. So instead of having, let's say, 1,000 customers out on this particular line, it may only isolate it or have 25 customers out. If there is a branch that comes down on the line and it falls off, because what happens, it makes contact, it falls off, or it burns off, this fuse will open, and then it will close after 10 to 15 seconds. So you may see a blink in your, instead of having an extended power outage, you may see a blink or a 10 to 15 second power outage. It will do that twice. and it will try again on the third time. If it does it the third time and it's going to remain open, it means that something is wrong. We have to send a crew out to actually do the repair. But what will, that will do, it will, again, it will prevent us having to make a trip if we don't have to. Basically, what it says, a trip saver will save us a trip. And it will also minimize the duration of the outage and also the number of people that will be affected. So we've identified some places here in town that we're going to be actually installing these trip savers in the month of June and July. So you'll see crews working out and about. And they look very much different than your regular fuse. It's a larger device, and it's very, you know, it's very recognizable, I should say. So
on the poles.
On the poles, yes, yes. So we're going to have enhanced tree trimming going on, and also installing these trip saver devices during the month of June and July. So I just wanted to let you know that's happening. The contractor, I believe, is Tree Smith. As I told Karen and Kim, when they come in, they always make notification like they normally
do. Yes, they were here yesterday, I believe.
Oh, good, good. So we'll just wanted to share that news with you. Now, will cost, it is a rate increase, and the rate increase that was agreed to is 50 cents additionally a month on a residential customer that uses approximately 768 kilowatt hours a month. It would be a 50 cent month per month increase on the electric bill.
Oh, so it's on everybody, but that's just the example customer.
Yes, okay. Yes, that's the example. That's an average customer that's used throughout our system. That's right.
When you're putting in the trip saver fuses, will customers have their power turned off for the installation?
No, unless there's some unusual circumstance. Okay. I don't believe that's going to happen. And if it does, we'll do it like a planned outage. We'll know before we actually do it to say you're going to lose power momentarily, and it should be no more than a half an hour.
Okay. So. But you'll...
Yes, we'll do
communicate
it
that
like
out.
A plan out. We'll do a automated call. We'll notify the municipality. So you.
But you'll do automated calls to each resident who.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. And we'll let you know which streets will be affected.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Any statistics over the last year or two since the last big outage in terms of reduction in outages when these storms come through?
No, I don't have any statistics. I think the only indicator is that. I haven't seen a lot of outage notifications from your town in particular.
Yes, I've been
and
surprised.
That's really the big indicator for me
because,
you know, once I start, and the outage notifications usually come from myself or my colleagues, I usually see those. And so I, you know, knock on wood, I haven't seen many.
This weekend.
Well,
my house.
To be honest, I haven't seen none in the last few months.
One of those popped this weekend on 6:30 in the morning.
Is that right?
Yep.
Must have been a squirrel or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I assume we ran out of trees at some point.
Yeah, exactly. Were you late to work?
No, it was sad. It was Sunday.
Back to the tree trimming.
Yes.
I'm over near off Slyker Road, and we have a couple transformers where branches are like growing over them. And when tree guys came a couple months ago and did some trees, they wouldn't touch those particular ones because of the transformer was.
No, let me just. When did they come? They came a couple months ago. So that's regular tree trimming.
Yeah, they were doing like ash tree stuff.
Yeah, so. They may come back to that because Slacker Road is on this list for enhanced tree trimming. I'm assuming they're going to come back because we don't want overhang over our pit. So what you saw was regular tree trimming. This is, so with the enhanced, I'm assuming they'll come back. If they don't, let me know.
Okay.
Any other comments? Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Yep.
Thank you, Steve.
Yeah, have a good night.
You too.
Any other public comments? Seeing none. Is there a motion to close public comment?
I'll make a motion to close public comment.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes. With that, I believe there's one topic for executive
session.
Yeah,
I just want to update.
Contract discussion. No action anticipated.
No action.
So that would be Resolution 58, 2019, authorizing executive session. Is there a motion for Resolution 58?
Make a motion for Resolution 58 for executive session.
Second.
Roll call?
Yes.
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 Yes.